Four Iraqi Christians have been released after a week in captivity. The joint mediation of the sheikhs of Kirkuk and the Chaldean Archbishop of Kirkuk, Louis Sacco, obtained the release of the four, as Chris Altieri reports.
The four Chaldean Christians taken a week ago in northern Iraq have been freed and are doing fine. With their relatives, Shaquat Youssef and Martin Yaqub, George Isaac and his son Stuart were traveling from Baghdad to the northern town of Diaboun. The four were fleeing the Baghdad neighborhood where they had lived until they began to receive credible death threats and decided to return to the family's hometown near Zacko in Kurdistan. Terrorists in two vehicles seized the four travelers as they were on the road hard by the town where a few days later nearly 200 people would be killed in a suicide car bomb attack on a crowded market. Archbishop Louis Sacco was instrumental in negotiating their release.
Really, I am full of joy. This is an exception, they told me, because usually they are asking for a ransom, a big one, and they killed them.
Archbishop Sacco says the local sheikhs gave indispensable assistance during the negotiations.
Thanks God, and also by good means of the sheikhs, they respected them. I think, yeah, when we have good relationships with each other, we can do a lot.
The Chaldean Patriarch in May of this year made an appeal for persecuted Christians in Iraq, asking for protection from the authorities and respect for human rights. He was joined by the Patriarch of the Assyrian Church of the East, Mardinka IV, who was the first to raise alarm about the extremist threat to the diverse religious and cultural mosaic of Iraqi society. I'm Chris Altieri.